learning the laws of Kriyas HaTorah, although we did mention that the obligation of the public Torah reading is something which falls upon the tzibur and not on the individual, nonetheless we did mention that it's really important that a person should make the effort that the Torah should be read and that you should hear it. The Ramah continues and discusses this and says as follows, Im bitlu Shabbos achas, kriyas haparsha b'tzibur, what happens in the event that, we'll discuss a couple reasons in a moment, that the Torah reading just was not read on that particular Shabbos, b'tzibur. So the Ramah paskins, which is something which is kind of unusual, maybe we don't see very often, l'shabbos haba korin osa haparsha im haparsha hashaychel osa Shabbos. It's necessary, we don't just say, alright, we skipped a week, so better luck next week, and we just will skip a parsha, we don't skip. Rather, you should make up reading the parsha of the week, as well as the one that was missed. The Mishnah Berura comments that, for example, let's say for whatever reason a person just doesn't have a Sefer Torah. You're away for Shabbos, or your community for some reason does not have a Sefer Torah. So what's advised is we don't just skip, we go straight from Shachar to Musaf, but rather Nachon Likro B'chumish B'lo Bracha B'li Oilim. Obviously we would not, because we're reading from a Chumash, actually call up people for Aliyos, we wouldn't actually say Bracha, but it would be read from a Chumash, that Parsha, and the Shliat Tzibor Yikra B'kol Ram with Neat Tzibor. He would actually take a Chumash and read from it the entire Parsha. But he says, Upashit, it's pretty obvious and straightforward. She'ein ze pater mul hashem hakriya l'shabbos haba mitoch Sefer Torah. It's not anywhere near actually reading from a Sefer Torah, and therefore, even though that's what you're supposed to do, if unfortunately you don't have one this particular Shabbos, but the next week when you do have one, you still have to read that week and the week that you missed. So he says like this, L'divrei, according to the words of the Shari Ephraim, says exactly what do you do? Fine, we have two readings now because we missed last week. So how do we go about this? Because it's not obviously in your typical Chumash, those breakup of Aliyahs, and it's not a double Parsha, let's say a person missed Parsha's Bereshis. So how do you make up Bereshis and Noah, for example? So he says like this, Koren Gimel, according to the Shari Ephraim, he says what you do is you get three Aliyahs from the Parsha Kodemas. Obviously you're going to go in order, so the first three people you'll call up will read the Parsha you missed. And then the fourth person will finish up the first parsha, as well as begin the second. Then he says, "V'od gimel korin b'parsha shavua," and then afterwards, the last three will end up reading the parsha, which is the parsha of the week. Kemoshno hagin kishesh parshios mechubaros. In the event that we do have throughout the year, sometimes with a double parsha, that we never have the aliyah finish at the end of parsha number one. Rather, we have the person who gets this fourth aliyah, that we continue straight through that parsha, and we continue and begin the next one. So he says that's what should be done in this situation as well. Not everyone agrees to this. He says, "Ach yesh hakosin," there are those that write, "She'ein nachon lasos ken." This is not the right way of doing this, and I'll explain why in a moment. "Kilchachilos sarach shehu kol ha'olim mivarachim v'karin b'chiyuv v'diyom." It's necessary that all of the seven people that get the aliyah, all seven of them should be reading or be listening to at least some of the correct parsha, Parshas Noach. So how is this possible then? After all, you have an entire parsha, Parshas Bereishis. Is this what you're supposed to do? L'chein yikra ha'kohen kol parsha ha'kodemes. It's a pretty long aliyah. He would read the first entire parsha. V'od meparshas ha'shvua ad sheni. So he would actually end off as we normally would end off, except there's an entire parsha that the Kohen would also recite or be part of that aliyah. Meshuv yalu b'shar krovim kaseid, and then everyone else who would get called up, sheni on, would get called up as normal. So the question is, what do we do? If this would ever happen, which of these two pieces of advice should we follow? So it's brought down that we should follow the second opinion. The Shari Ephraim says we should act as similar to a double parsha. He says like this, even though that's the case, the Shari Ephraim really does not disagree with this second opinion. He's according to the Shari Ephraim in Ma'akiyev Chaber Hastaros Davka Be'ol Revia. Well, he was only giving the advice of that which was done with a double parsha, but not that that's necessary. And therefore, really, we should follow the second idea, and that the first person to Kohen would the entire parsha, Parshas Bereishis, then the first Aliyah of Noach, and then we would continue to read on forward. Now, what exactly, again, how can we say that this is something which is so nogeya after all? You know, fortunately, we're in communities where there are Sifrei Torah. So the Be'er HaLacha explains another example which may be a bit more practical. He says, Im hischil hakriya v'losaimo Yikru b'Shabbos Haba Metchilas HaParsha. He says that it's not only in a case where there's no Sefer Torah. Let's say there is a Sefer Torah, and it was read, but for some reason you only read part of it. That's whatever example we can think of. That would also obligate us on the next week to read the entire Parsha. We're not going to say that since at least half of the Parsha was read, that we'll only have to start next week in the middle, but rather we have to start all over again. And the reason for this, the Mefarshim bring, is because the Kohen that gets that Aliyah, if a person wasn't here the Shabbos prior, where there was this error that the Torah was not completely read, it was only read halfway through the Parsha, and now all of a sudden this Kohen gets this Aliyah, if you would not know any better, and you're not familiar really what Parsha is, but you see that you're in the middle of a Parsha, you would say, hey, why is this Kohen getting an Aliyah, which really should be, looks like Aliyah 5. Maybe this is really not such a great Kohen. Maybe there's a pagam, there's something wrong with him. And therefore, because of the issue of possibly spreading false rumors about a person who is a Kohen, therefore, you have to read the entire Parsha, even though half of it was read the week before. And he says like this, V'chein adin, and so too, this is an interesting, this is where it's even more practical. He says, V'im dileg habal kore pasuk, or feel teva achas. If the Baal Kore misses, he skipped the pasuk, and or possibly just a single word. Now, what do you mean? He corrected the person. So he says, "Vlotikin atzmo." He wasn't corrected. And then afterwards on Tuesday, people said, "Oh my goodness, this one pasuk! I can't believe it. We skipped it, and no one caught that mistake." So he says, according to the Be'er HaLacha, "Nigam lochazar kriya acharkach," and he didn't repeat it. He didn't correct himself, because no one knew. Yikra shuv l'shamas haba kol ha-parsha u'kanal. Therefore, in that situation, because even the smallest amount was not read, then it must be completely read again. Now, even though we do not hold like the opinion of the Shla that says that you, as an individual, have to hear every single word, you have to hear every single letter, or as the words of the Shla, lo yotzei yedei chovas kriya klal, you even fulfill your obligation, that we don't hold. But the tzibur, there has to be a Torah, a complete Torah reading in the shul. And therefore, in the event that's not done, then in that situation, it has to be read again.
You can have a very practical situation where this happens, where
yes,
either the 8th day of Pesach or the 2nd day of Shavuos in the Chutzlars comes out on Shabbos, and you go to Israel following that, you're going to be a parsha behind.
I would say come tomorrow, but tomorrow's Friday night. Come on Sunday.